Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. TB and JP hanging out. You mentioned our station in Richmond. I went on AWOD's show yesterday to talk some NBA, and we're talking about the Wizards and what they might do in the draft. It's a wild card. I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah.
But the trades are heating up right now in the NBA. You just had Drew Holiday, who won an NBA championship with the Celtics a season ago, traded to Portland for Anthony Simons. Day before that, you had Kevin Durant traded to the Houston Rockets. So maybe, you know, I don't think it's likely, but maybe somehow the Wizards get a trade. Maybe they move up. Oh, I don't know that they're going to be able to get like, I think they would be maybe in the draft. Like maybe they move up in the draft.
Mm. I don't know that they need to. I think they're actually okay. Like, There's enough quality.
Have you looked at Harper yet? Like a lot of people believe Harper's projected too.
I think he's going to go away before.
So I'm saying you might move up.
Yeah.
I just think it's a possibility. We've seen them, you know, accumulate draft picks, 3 first round picks last year that are contributing.
Mm-hmm.
Was Georgia's first round? I think so. 3 first round picks. And then, you know, obviously Koulibaly, Sarr, and maybe you try and pull off a trade. I mean, they want to trade Middleton, Poole, and Marcus Smart. It may be at the trade deadline, or maybe it's tomorrow. So it'll be interesting to see. All right, let's open up the entertainment page, touch on the Hollywood music scene.
Of course, the entertainment page is driven by BMW of Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner for the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine. Get over to BMW Fairfax, people. Ask for Miriam. She's the general manager. Say, EB said you got to talk to her. She'll set you up with a salesperson, and then you're going to be thrilled. Take them for test drives, all that stuff. Before you get there, you can check them out on the website, BMW of Fairfax.com. They're great people. They will take care of you. I know we've talked about this before, but you know, with my 2 daughters home there for a period of time, are you guys Love Island people? Are you guys Love Island
people?
No,
but I'm intrigued by it.
It's getting a lot of hype.
Yes.
My youngest, so she's 16, and my daughter Meg, who's 22, or going to be 22. I can't keep track. They're all in on Love Island. They have Love Island like watch parties. Talk about Love Island all the time.
I'm kind of swept up in the hype. I think it's a daily show though.
Is that what it is?
So it's like Survivor, but
it's like
dating.
Big Brother type thing.
Yes, but there's like every night there's like a new show.
Dude, is it more akin to, I've watched Bachelor in Paradise before, where they get kind of all the old Bachelor and Bachelorette rejects and throw them on an island and there's a lot more hooking up. I'm assuming that's what Love Island's like.
I'm assuming that as well. I don't have much of a file on it.
I didn't know it was like a daily
thing.
Who
was that? Was that the show that, remember we went talked about Pablo or somebody that freaked out? He was like the international version. Was that the international version of Love Island or was that Bachelor?
I think that was the international version of Love Island.
Yeah.
The guy that ran on the beach.
Yes. They freaked out because his girl banged somebody else.
Right.
Or maybe that was even Temptation Island. I don't remember what it was. But it could be good high drama.
I'm into hot people being thrown in a paradise location with tons of alcohol and
And sex. It's like Big Brother though, where they like they vote each other on and off.
I don't know how you leave.
Mar, do you come on? You're in the demo.
Yo, so last Thursday we had people over, and on the big screen we had the NBA game on, and then on the smaller screen we had some girls over, and they were hyping up Love Island, so they put it on. It's a trash ass show.
Trash, right?
Terrible, man. Like just it was just hard to get into it. Like for the first 10 minutes, we were all trying to buy in, and then it just falls apart.
But the girls are all in.
They're obsessed with it. And then we found out it was every night. So then we were especially like, why are we watching it? We thought it was like a special occasion, like once a week, once every 2 weeks. It's not for me. It's not worth the hype.
I need a female to call in. I need a Love Island update because I do think it's trash. I think I've stumbled down, like my daughter's been down the media room with a couple of her friends, and it's like hot garbage on there. But they love it.
But sometimes trash can be fun.
Of course. Oh, yeah. I don't doubt it. God only knows what kind of influence they're getting. I mean, what are they doing? Just drinking and hooking up the whole time? That's basically it.
But I didn't understand how people get voted off.
The contestants couple up to avoid being dumped from their villa. And then there's the public that votes for their favorite Islanders to stay in the villa. And then as old Islanders are dumped, then they bring in new Islanders. So like you pick a couple, you couple up, and then if you survive, then they bring in new temptations. And then
are they always
and
hot?
At the end,
is everyone just hot?
The girls in that show are smokes.
At the end, there's a winning couple.
Okay.
But at the end of the episode,
there was like a bunch of doors. And then, like, a guy would line up on one side of the door and then a girl on the other. And then they'd open the door, and that's how you would, like, match. It was kind of confusing on how you got voted off. But sometimes, like, a girl would open the door expecting whoever they were hooking up with to be there, and he'd be with another chick. And then that's where everyone in the room that I was with was like, oh, my God, like, I didn't see that coming.
So the guys are, like, barely paying attention because you guys are watching the hoops.
Oh,
the
girls watching Howard Burton give them buckets, yeah.
The girls were locked in, though.
Yeah, so we had the audio on the TV for Love Island and then the basketball on the bigger screen. So I was sweating my bets out, but...
Right.
They were all into it, though. I've yet to meet a girl that is not obsessed with that show.
Where's the cutoff, though? Like, are moms watching it, or is it just, like, college kids, high school kids?
I'm pretty sure my sisters and my mom are in on it because...
Your mom's in on it?
My family group chat's going crazy. I have to mute it every time there's a episode. I'm telling you, dude, it's crazy. It's taking over.
I'm telling you, my daughter talks about is Love Island. Every night they're going somewhere for a Love Island like watch party.
Yeah, like last night I was Snapchatting some girls and they were just sending me pictures of their TV watching it. All with like a glass of wine in
but
their
hand.
But
it's on USA, right?
No, I think it's on, I think at
is
least
it
when we put it on, it was on Peacock.
It's on Peacock.
Yeah.
I mean, how big an audience can it have? It seems to be a viral sensation, though.
It's crushing.
And it's like season 7?
Yeah, I'm not sure about that.
So it's been around for years.
All right. For Love Island USA. Yeah, there's like a British version.
All right, 800-636-1067. I don't know where Drabby is. He's running on. Mar, maybe you can answer. I got to get a female perspective on this
deal. Must be a hit to
deal.
Some extent because they have a spinoff coming called Love Island Beyond the Villa.
Kelsey's not talking about it? You don't hear Kelsey talk about Love Island?
I have not talked to her about Love Island.
Just find out if she's in. Because I feel like every young person is in.
That's James. James says he watches it every day.
All right, James, what's the deal? You're a dude, though.
Yeah. I watch it every day. My wife got me hooked on it. She doesn't even watch anymore. I'm on it every day.
All right,
day.
Why?
Every
is it just because it's hot day. Chicks? You're just into seeing all the different hot chicks?
Thongs every day, guys. Every girl is walking around in a thong every day.
Right. And then
they have bombshells who come in. So everybody couples up.
Right.
And you get a bombshell who comes in. They have some guys and some girls trying to break up people. And so they pull you for chats. Everybody goes for chats. That's the big thing on Love Island. They pull you for chats.
That's like a sit-down. You have a little sit-down with them.
Yeah, like one-on-ones,
right?
Exactly. And then, everybody's trying to steal everybody's girl or everybody's trying to steal everybody's man.
Are they all drunk while this is going on or are they sober?
There's not a lot of drinking. They have a lot of challenges. So they'll have kissing challenges and some crazy challenges where it's mostly a lot of kissing. I don't know how these people do it without brushing their teeth like after every other kiss, right. But it is crazy.
All right, so you're all in.
Every day except hump day.
All right, every day except What's that? Wednesday. Every day but Wednesday.
Every day but Wednesday.
All right. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. All right. Let's go to D. Is this a female? No, it's another dude. Yeah, only dudes listening. D, what's up, man? Y'all with the junks.
What's up, guys?
All right, should we be in on Love Island?
I think I'm too old for it.
You know, it's the Super Bowl every day.
What?
You got to check it out, man.
Because?
It's just, you know, the people are crazy. You don't know what's going to happen. It doesn't have like a strategy. Like one day the guests kick people off. One day America kicks people off. You never know what's coming. You got
to
do it.
Do you get to see them like making out?
Yeah, they do all sorts of weird like challenges where they just make out with everybody.
Right. Is it hot?
And then everybody's very good looking.
Right, but are this but like when they're kissing each other, are you getting all turned on or no?
It's not going to work for you, EP.
Not me, but
yeah.
I mean, it literally is so fun that it's literally like a summer.
What time does it come on? Like 10 p.m. or something?
It comes on at 9 o'clock on Peacock, so you can watch it whenever.
Okay,
and it's every day except Wednesday and Saturday, I think.
So it comes on at 9. Like is it just a 1 hour show?
Last night was 1 hour and 20 because it was the start of something I don't want to spoil.
Right.
But yeah, it's about 1 hour.
I'm telling you, man, this thing is huge right now.
I know. I'm into the hype.
I never watched it until last year because of how much I just saw it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now it's like
you're hooked.
It's just like it's the stupidest thing in the world, but it's
right.
Like,
you're hooked. Right.
Let me ask you something. So it's girls.
The final drover.
Could this possibly be tied into my youngest obsession with bathing suits? She's got to have a new bathing suit all the time. She got like
that is like all they wear.
All they wear is bathing suits, right?
I mean, isn't she on a swim team?
No, these aren't swimming bathing suits. These are like little two piece little nothings that she's got to have new one all the time. Like she got probably 50 She keeps getting bathing suits.
I can tell you on that one.
Yeah, I think it's because of the influence of the show.
Now she also likes Survivor, right?
Yeah,
I feel like
Survivor.
I feel like it's Big Brother meets a dating show, and maybe Big Brother has dating elements too. I've seen a lot of these dating shows. I'll watch them on Netflix. Too Hot for Handle or Too Hot to Handle, something like that.
Right,
seen them.
All right, speaking of reality,
but maybe we should check out Love Island. Hey, man, there's nothing. Hey, after this draft, all you got is Nats baseball, brother.
Well, speaking of reality, I know that sometimes Cakes is usually the guy. I wish he was here for this. He's a bachelor guy, right? Every once in a while, he and his wife lock in.
I don't
think
we watched last one, but I've watched.
So
a couple
I don't know
seasons
which one she was on, but Hannah. Do you know Hannah from The Bachelor? Apparently, is she married to Jake Funk from Maryland? It says Bachelor star Hannah and her NFL husband Jake Funk announced pregnancy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Is Hannah, was she a big player on The Bachelor?
I don't remember.
Is Jake Funk still in the league? It's news to me. I don't know. I thought some local people here might know. All right, Valdez, is your dad into Bad Company? Is your dad a Bad Company guy? Was that his era?
I know Bad Company.
All right, so can you play some Bad Company for me?
Sure.
So Mick Ralphs, the guitarist in Bad Company, and I've never heard of this, Mop. The Hoople? Is that the name of the band? Mott the Hoople? He died at the age of 81. What's Bad Company's biggest song?
You've definitely heard this. Can't Get Enough. You've definitely heard this. Feel Like Making Love to You.
Mm-hmm.
I got to hear the hook.
You've heard this a million times.
Yeah, I've heard it. So did they have a bunch of hits? Were they silly?
Yeah, Bad Company was silly.
All right. Is this something you listened to when you were growing up?
Yeah, it was on the oldies station when my dad was riding around.
All right, so pour some out for Mick Ralphs, who passed away at the age of 81. Can't do an EP without giving you a Diddy update. Apparently, it must be winding down the prosecutor's version of the case because now they're starting to talk about the defense plan. And apparently, they're saying Diddy's lawyers won't call any witnesses after the prosecution rests their case.
Mm.
So
they feel like the prosecution hasn't met their burden.
I guess. Or anytime you bring a witness, they can cross-examine your witness, right? And then open up a whole can of worms. So you might get someone to say something positive about Diddy, but then if they dig deeper, God only knows what they can find.
Yeah, but they believe that they've won the case. If you present nothing, you believe that they, the prosecution, didn't meet their burden. And look, I don't know. I learned all of my Diddy stuff is from your EP. I think there's 25% chance it gets off.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, clearly they've shown he's a bad guy, but have they shown that he's a sex trafficker? I don't know.
And racketeering, right? And aren't those the charges? Like domestic violence is not one of the charges.
They're not even they're stipulating to that. They say he's always a wife beater or whatever.
Yeah, he's a bad dude. He's a bad guy. But you know,
but he's not a sex trafficker.
You don't just put guys in the slammer for being a bad guy.
All right, Valdez, are you in on this? It's not going to be Joe Rogan, but Johnny Knoxville set to host the reboot of Fear Factor. I think I might be ready for it.
I'll definitely give it a gander.
I mean, is it just going to be just eating weird stuff? What are the other things they did? Do you remember?
Remember like
height stuff?
Heights, like snakes, spiders.
Yeah.
I think I would be in. And I think, by the way, that's a great casting.
Yeah.
To have Johnny Knoxville be the host of that, right? So look for that. And then last but not least, shocker, Amanda Bynes is another celebrity that is admitting she's taking Ozempic. So there you go. What she needs to take is something to that tattoo on her face and get that erased if she can somehow, because that looks horrific.
Here's examples of an episode of Fear Factory. Contestants must swing down from a crane and smash through a wooden wall, eat buffalo testicles, and escape from a submerged car.
I don't think I'd want to do
all those things.
All right, we're going to talk some NBA draft?
Yep, Jimmy Patsos next here on The Junkies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.